Challenge mode.
Challenge mode. Wee, wee,
wee. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
What's going on?
It's great.
I don't know how to intro the show yet.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
You just did it.
Yeah, great.
Done.
We got Thomas here.
It's me.
What's up, Thomas?
Living the dream.
Great. We got Jimmy here.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, you know.
Hell
we're doing
yeah.
the thing.
We're doing the damn thing.
Here we go.
My name's Cam.
Hi, Cam.
I'm here. What's up?
Hi.
Y'all like April Fools?
I don't. Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh.
April Fools!
April!
Oh,
yeah!
It's gonna happen, yeah.
We thought it'd be fun to just kind of go around and talk about April Fools and video games. I know that's something that is always kind of, it's never looked forward to in terms of like, oh, E3 happens every year, it's this big thing. But I think everybody's aware that around April Fools, like all of like the big game like publications and a lot of the bigger studios and even some of the smaller studios just really kind of just have as much fun with it as possible.
That's actually one of my favorite parts about it. I almost see it like, I mean, I'm not a big sports fan at all, but Super Bowl commercials. Everybody, there's a definite general population that waits for just that. That's the reason why they watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've always really liked just going around on April Fool's Day, and not just with games. I will like go to Wikipedia and see what they do, which I've always liked what they do, where everything is still technically true. They just make it sound as ridiculous as possible on their front page.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to give you an example, but I cannot think of one right now. But they're just trying to like make it almost super clickbaity, but they've been doing it way before like clickbait
mm-hmm.
was a concept that you would even think about.
Is clickbait kind of like fly fishing?
Oh shit.
Because
oh shit.
You have the bait. It's just super quick.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm into that.
It's a chain, but it only exists in the Midwest.
Very similar. Yeah. I think you're onto something.
They have good taquitos. So.
Mm.
So I guess just kind of starting, there's no real reason to have a super formal discussion about this, but like, what are some of the things that kind of jump into your guys' head as like your favorites that you've seen over the past few years or ever, really?
So the first time, so it's funny now because April Fools are a lot different than they used to be because, you know, just like in the early internet, stuff wasn't all, you know, the internet used to be like Dark Souls. Nobody told you how to play. Like, you could check the settings, you could check the controls, but that didn't tell you how to navigate anything.
Hey, just figure it out. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
So
figure it out.
When an April Fool's joke would come up, you know, you'd have no idea that it was a joke. Well, certainly I didn't, until somebody would be like, they got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first one that I really had the wool pulled over my eyes was World of Warcraft. I was just looking at it. It was, hey, we've announced a new playable race. It's a wisp. And so,
what?
Because in the lore of World of Warcraft, the wisps show up during this battle, and there are a million of them, and they all go and blow up. They just kill themselves and blow up and kill this big bad. And yeah, they're like, now we announce.
Yeah, fucking spoilers, dude.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. And we release the wisp, and you can't really do anything, but like, you have increased like gathering ability. It's like, oh, that's nice. You can turn into tree form, which increases like one of your stats, but reduces your dodge ability for axes, you know, which is just like, what? Like, what is this? I remember reading that being like, man, that's a weird thing, but okay, I guess I'll just see how it works, you know? And the last ability for the wisp was detonate. It was go into this area, remove all magical buffs on enemies in the area and drain all mana or something. And when you do this, it destroys your wisp and takes you, or it deletes your wisp and takes you straight back to the character select screen.
Rad,
it's like,
rad.
I'm reading that, I'm like, man, that's wild. Like, that's just crazy. And I'm a dumb little high school kid. I mean, I don't know if all high schoolers are dumb, but
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, we were.
They,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were.
I was real stupid in high school.
Man. And yeah, I got into guild chat and I'm like, dude, so that wisp, huh? How's that going to work? And they're just like, oh, honey.
Oh, you sweet summer child.
Right, and I was in a guild in WoW at the time that had a bunch of, I'd say like the average age was at least 30. It was probably closer to like 40. But yeah, so it really was these adults being like, oh, honey. Oh, no, just pat me on the
bless
back.
Bless your heart.
Yeah,
bless
right.
Your heart.
So,
that's upsetting. I mean, because you could have actually been really into whatever they were going to do, mm-hmm. and just make it interesting, mix it up or something. I mean, I think the one that stands out to me was the magazine article in which Super Smash Brothers.
I was really hoping you were going to talk about this one.
They had the challenge mode. And I don't exactly remember the name of the actual title. I think
it was Cruel Melee. And you had to get like 20 kills, which is near fucking impossible.
But it would unlock Sonic and Tails as playable characters in Melee. And I remember going for that for the longest time. And I want to say that it was really confusing because I did happen to get it and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just crushed. Oh. Like, I would have to go. I was going and asking my friends, like, hey, did it work for you? And I'm like, oh, no, we didn't do it yet. I figured it out. And then, of course, the one friend is like, idiot, what? You did it?
Right. Stupid.
Did they have to, I don't remember any sort of, because I remember that it happening. And I remember people talking about that a lot when I was younger. And like, I remember like seeing the article in that issue of EGM.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if they had to like issue some sort of statement about that, or like I think somebody apologized for that, if I remember.
Well, it looked so real.
Yeah, they didn't nailed have it.
Any. Yeah, the photos looked great. Yeah. I mean, it showed them with their icons and everything, the character select screen. It did not look like it was shopped.
Mm-hmm.
Pixels were on.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's pretty cool, and I think that stuff also like nowadays I think people kind of go into that a little more. Like people can get away with, like, I don't want to say get away with, but people can sometimes be a little less creative in how, like, they do these, like, big, elaborate April Fool's pranks because, like, the internet, like, gets all that stuff out there everywhere. And, like, back then, like, you had to absolutely nail it because if you made it look real and you, like, actually totally just got one over on all of your readers, like, the internet wasn't a big thing. You couldn't go look that up as easily. You totally could. Like, I remember being on, like, Game FAQs at the time. A lot of people were talking about it, but you couldn't, like, there was no big, like, centralized community to say, like, this is totally fake, or, like, nobody really understood that was a joke. It just kind of came out of left field.
Everybody now would get their feelings hurt if something like that happened, so they had to apologize later or something. I don't know. I don't think that it can be as realistic of an achievable thing. It has to be out of left field, like, you know, a Blizzard with most of their things. But that's another direction, too. I mean, a lot of their April Fool's jokes, even throughout the last, 10 years, most, if not, maybe most is the wrong word, but a lot of them have become actual things because the fans, like, really enjoyed the prank enough, or they just really got it, or they're like, hey, this could actually work. Blizzard, you should just make this a thing.
Hey, yeah. Make a Hearthstone MMO, guys. Yeah. Just do it.
But
so, well, that stuff's funny because that's a chance for a developer or publisher to look at themselves and just joke about it. Just have a day where they make a joke that shows, hey, we know this is the thing. You know, because anybody can make a meme, especially these days, and just be like, oh, isn't this thing about this company funny? Or isn't this thing about this game entertaining? And this is an opportunity for companies to come out and be like, yeah, we know what's up. So with the Hearthstone MMO, the idea is like, there are definitely players that don't realize that Hearthstone, that all this stuff came from World of Warcraft.
Right.
Or just the original Warcraft games. They see Hearthstone as its own standalone thing with cool characters and animations and stuff.
And didn't they eventually take, like, Heroes of Warcraft out of, like, it's just Hearthstone now, I think. Because I remember just, like, launching that one day, and then it just said Hearthstone instead of Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft. Like, I don't think that's part of the official title anymore.
I don't even think I realized that was a thing.
Yeah, it's wild. So I, like, saw that, and I'm like, oh, man. Because I did, like, a Diablo event for a while. And, like, one of, like, the tavern brawls you could do was, like, this cool Diablo thing. And if you did a certain thing, then the board turned to the cow level, which was fucking
awesome. Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously. It was fucking awesome.
Okay, did you see this? Did you just read this online?
I actually played this.
No, bullshit. You are April Fools' us right now. There's no way.
I promise you I am not fucking with you. I don't have it installed right now. I could fire up Hearthstone right now. I have a Diablo card.
Says the person that doesn't have it installed right now.
Yeah.
I have it installed right now, and I haven't played it in like 3 weeks.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to fucking Google it, all right?
Okay,
I'm doing that right now.
Do it right now.
You guys can talk amongst yourselves, class.
Okay, so, Thomas, Cam's being a jerk. What's with that? So,
well, an April Fool, if you ask me.
While he's doing that, I, again, want to touch back on Blizzard because, for example, Cho'Gall was mm-hmm. the two-headed orc that right, you could yeah. control with two different people.
Ogre, excuse me. yeah, don't misspeak on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like Camus.
This is a facts podcast.
Hey, facts cast.
Guess what? According to the Hearthstone Wiki. All right.
So the internet.
Hearthbone?
You're reading off the internet.
Yeah, I am reading off the internet.
Do you believe it?
There's a lot of pictures, and I also remember playing this. Also, shut the fuck up. The Dark Wanderer is a tavern brawl. It debuted January 4th, 2017. Part of a multi-franchise event celebrating 20 years of Blizzard's Diablo series, this brawl features numerous special cards themed around those games. And then the boss uses the secret level card back, which looks like Diablo, which is fucking cool. I'm trying to find... So the ostensible goal of the brawl is to defeat the Dark Wanderer. However, should the player reveal all of the Dark Wanderer's secrets, the boss will transport them to the realm of the Cow King.
Mm.
It's fucking cool.
That's fun.
And yeah, like, that's... there. That is him.
Okay, yeah. I have to say...
The Cow King.
I am looking at a picture. It says the Cow King.
Yeah.
And it looks
seems
like a Cow
legit.
King.
It,
yeah.
It's.
I mean, it's on the internet, so I don't know...
You can see this card on Hearthbone if you'd like more sources.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I do believe Hearthbone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Please.
Okay.
Come at me like that.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
What were we talking about?
Anyway, y'all got to cut this beef with each other.
Oh, man.
So we can get down to business. So I really like this stuff because, like, that was on January 4th, so not technically an April Fool's thing. But,
yeah, yeah.
But that is an example of a company... recognizing who they are, mm-hmm. you know, it's especially when a company takes something they don't like, that's disgusting that your neck cracks that way, Kim.
I'm sorry. I'm going to edit that part.
So it's an opportunity for companies to recognize something within themselves, especially something that might not be very good,
mm-hmm.
But they can make a joke about it. So, you know, I don't like the corporate face of companies that just try to say they're the best and they never... crack a joke about themselves, right?
Yeah.
But April Fool's gives an opportunity for a company to give itself its own character, right? So you have a voice as especially a big company. And like maybe, you know, look at Wendy's on Twitter. They're cracking jokes left and right and stuff. That's a voice that they have created over a long time with just a lot of jokes and comments and tweets and even like the way Arby's does their... cardboard. They make everything out of cardboard. I mean, that could have been an April Fool's joke that they did,
right,
and then somebody was like, "Oh no, you should do this for real."
Yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah,
it is kind of cool.
And
it's pretty cool.
So, like, April Fool's offers an opportunity for a company to brand themselves a certain way to be like, "Yo, we know this is funny." Like, so the one I just looked at was The Witcher 3. If you've played that game, Roach, the horse, is buggy as hell. You'll whistle and he'll appear somewhere out of your line of sight, but near you. And so you'll whistle and you'll turn around and he's like, oh, he's on the roof. Or he's literally standing on top of this one tree. Like, Roach, what are you doing? And
like
so
halfway outside of a rock.
Yeah, you're like
in
a,
the rock.
You're like, oh, Roach, you're at it again. And CD Projekt Red released, this was like 3 years ago, I want to say, they released a trailer for, or basically like a behind the scenes for their, at the time, upcoming DLC. And they're like, oh man, we got Roach DLC incoming. Like, Roach finally will be able to speak. And it's like look at our bug development. And instead of saying like, oh, here's our team to see bugs and fix them, it was like, no, this is our bug designing team. And as we saw in that video, you even see the guy in like the horse mask, and
the
they're doing like motion capture. Yeah, that was very funny.
You just see him like try to emulate the horse noises by just like shaking his head with those like terrifying horse masks on. It's fucking hilarious.
So that's funny because like Roach, I remember I didn't play The Witcher 3 until like a year and a half after it came out. Even then, I didn't get that far into it, but I saw the internet. I saw Roach take the internet by storm, and then when I played, I was like, yeah, they were all right. So for CD Projekt Red to have acknowledged that and made a whole joke, I mean, they put some effort into making that video.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Right?
It looks like a real-ass trailer.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I love that stuff. I love it when a big company like that has a sense of humor, and they can just put that stuff out there. Like, it's not an EA or an Activision where they're just too big and they're so serious.
Mm-hmm.
even though Blizzard, Activision, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gives companies a personality that really makes them feel personal. It's even the way that, like, Reggie at Nintendo feels, you know, he's the face of Nintendo, and you feel like he's a good dude. He cracks jokes. He just has a good time, and his body's always ready.
Yeah.
And,
well, it was.
Wow. You're right.
Yeah, great.
R.I.P.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He's not dead, though. He just
fine.
Yeah, he's all right. He's alive.
Literally healthy and great.
April Fools.
you know, there's a Hard Times article that, you know, the Hard Times is satire, mm-hmm. which is basically April Fools
I think
all year round.
Quickly becoming my favorite website.
It is
also
wonderful.
It's so good.
So they do a bunch of, you know, there's The Onion, which we all know about. But then the Hard Times especially focuses on music and video games. Mm-hmm. And they had a headline that was like, game industry... celebrates the one employee who got to leave his job intentionally.
Yeah. it's like, oh no.
Yikes.
It's funny, but it hurts.
Right.
It hurts real bad.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of, so the other side of the spectrum, right? So you have this company that is self-aware and is making fun of themselves, but then you have the other side of, like, IGN, who mm-hmm. would probably put on the hypest... April Fool's elaborate joke.
Genuinely incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is not making fun of themselves. It is literally just
trying to fuck with
everybody.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
And I respect it. I respect the shit out of it.
I still
put that on record.
But y'all know what that is?
What?
Fake news.
Oh.
Always. No. Yeah.
I mean, it literally is. It's April Fool's Day.
Like, it is. And it really, like, man, in these trying times, it gets harder and harder to parse, like, is this thing I'm looking at real?
Yeah.
There's another site, Point and Clickbait, which is specifically, well, almost specifically gaming as mm-hmm. well. So, like, that one, usually they do a very good job of making the headline obviously fake. So it'll be funny, but it'll be obviously fake. But, you know, we're still in an age where there is, like, actually a lot of, real fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes... I'll see an article like Lad Bible. Lad Bible is an outlet that I do not trust. They are like your lowest common denominator gaming source. And whenever I see something shared by them, or I think they're the ones like comicbook.com.
Comicbook.com is kind of rough.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have no idea what the credibility is on this. And it's frustrating because...
It's usually very low.
Yeah. And it's like, is this a fake... is this a fake article or is this real?
That's like somebody just writing an article on the what if that they heard outside of their neighbor's house whenever they were walking to their car to drive to work. They're like, I heard somebody talking in the other house.
Well, my uncle who works at Nintendo told me.
Right. Told me that they're making a Netflix adaptation of The Legend of Zelda.
Told me that Sonic and Tails are going to be in Smash Bros., which is actually true, which is still weird to me. Well, not Tails. Just Sonic,
right.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And kind of going back a little bit to that Smash Bros. Thing with Sonic and Tails.
I mean, you could keep revisiting some of the harshest childhood memories that I have, but that's okay.
No,
let's
dig deep. Let's get to the core of these issues.
Well, okay. I'm ready. My body is ready.
I just really like, because those publications, they don't, like, their thing is... We provide, like, coverage on these games and, like, have interviews and all of this stuff. We host trailers, screenshots, media, all that stuff. They don't really have to, like, the service they provide is entirely, like, editorial for the most part. Like, the difference between that and, like, a game developer is they, like, have to, like, put a whole bunch of, like, resources into. Obviously, IGN put a ton of resources into that Zelda trailer, which
is still crazy.
They literally shot it for 6 months.
What?
Yeah. Which,
okay,
respect.
I've only heard about this. I haven't actually seen it.
We will definitely watch this after
we're done
recording.
Well, tell me about it.
It's basically just made this incredible, really great trailer.
Live action Legend of Zelda.
For, like, Netflix.
Netflix series.
Oh, I do remember
that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal because it really was like, okay, wait, is this
It was high quality enough.
Yeah,
right?
It was, like, at the same level of what you would expect coming out of Netflix. And this was around the time that, like, their originals were, like, not really super common, and they were all just incredibly high quality.
I even remember, so that was a unique one because usually you don't get wind of an April Fool's joke. Like, usually it gets dropped, right? And that's that.
Right.
But because that was a real production, I do remember hearing about that before April Fool's. So there was basically a leak that said, hey, there's a thing that exists. We think it's a Zelda Netflix series. And because there was a leak, then it was like, well, wait a minute. Is this for real, for real? Because the news came out, like, the leaks came out a few days before April Fool's.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a total toss-up. Where it was like, oh, okay, you're toying with my emotions. I don't know who to trust here.
They were technically filming a Legend of Zelda trailer.
Yep.
You know, so like there was like an actual film set and all of that stuff. And they did later come out and have to be like, that's fake. We did it. It's funny. Haha. Right, everybody? It's great.
And then I throw my pitchfork down. Fine. I'll go home.
Yeah, it just, I kind of respect the lengths that the bigger publications are going to just to kind of fuck with people, because it's all super harmless for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there could be some that they definitely could run that could be like mean-spirited and then start affecting like stock prices. That stuff, totally not as okay. But like, IGN also did one where they're just like, hey, Optimus Prime's gonna be in Titanfall. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay,
fuck
yes,
yeah, nice. He is. Just pull that sick sword he's got.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm into that. And it was fake. And I'm like, all right, I'm a little bummed. I'm not going to lie to you. That was still really good, you know. And I just really kind of respect the level of dedication to a joke that has almost no payoff, which is the whole point of April Fool's.
Right.
It's just really good. And then kind of along that same vein, RuneScape actually did some of my favorite April Fool's jokes. They decided to just fuck with their player base in a way that I really, really respected. So if you're not familiar with RuneScape, which, RuneScape, it's an MMO. It's been around for a very long time. This is back whenever RuneScape was like its super heyday, so like 2007-ish, that kind of area. I'm pulling up my notes on it. Hang on. They released a bunch of... They had this special event for this guy coming through. And it was like built up to be this big thing, and they had been releasing like their, this was still whenever they were still pushing out their dragon sets of like armor and weapons, which were like kind of the top tier for a while before you got into like all the expanded quests and lore and all
they
that
were
stuff.
Red and black, so you knew it was serious.
Ooh. That's right. And they looked different.
They
which
did.
Was cool.
They did look pretty cool.
They still kind of look really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they honestly, RuneScape has a lot of cool stuff
right.
in it.
So this was before
it just is like so low res.
Right, right. So this was before there was any sort of, because they were rolling those out like relatively piecemeal, and this was before there was like a kite shield or plate mail, so they had
actually
this...
that came out a really long time ago, like centuries ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just so you know, I mean, it's...
but was it dragon plate mail?
No,
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
that's right.
I stand corrected.
Sit down. You're already sitting down, but
yep.
Sit down.
I will
all
sit
right.
again.
Great. Thank okay. you. So they had this dude going around, and they issued this big release on the front page, and they're just like, hey. Just as kind of a thank you to the players, this dude, like, we pushed out dragon kites and dragon plates, and we're just pushing them out, and you can just go to the shopkeeper and buy them. And it was literally just a kite with a dragon on it and a plate with a dragon on it.
Yeah,
which
I remember
was
that.
Incredible. And then they would also lean into, like, there's these things called party hats, which are, like, quote, like, kind of like your symbol of, like, pure status in those games. They're, like,
straight up.
Ridiculously expensive. Like, if you had one, you've been playing for a while and you're really, really great at it.
I actually don't know what these are. Were they like jester hats or like
they,
literal
they
wizard
look
looking
like,
hats
kind of
or like silly looking?
They look
or,
like
a kid's drawing of like a crown.
Yeah. Like it's essentially just a solid color Burger King crown.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you just wear it in RuneScape.
Yeah,
but like
okay.
They were on such a limited release and they came out so early, but you can still trade them. They were worth millions of gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
And so they eventually like did the same thing where it's like, hey, this dude's selling P hats, because that was like the community abbreviation for like whenever you're trying to sell them. And like, sure enough, you show up and it's just the exact same thing. It's like you're buying a toy Yoda and it's like an actual Yoda action figure.
So P hats, what does that look like? Is it just urine on your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Let me pull it up here. I'm trying to remember what exactly they
or
did.
Just a giant
no,
letter
P. They don't do anything. For real, they don't do anything.
Oh, yeah. They don't do anything. It was literally just like the vegetable. Like, you have a pea on your head.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
like a
that's,
green pea.
That's what it was supposed
gotcha.
To be. Yeah.
Okay.
They've just always really done that, and I think it's really, really funny. Mm-hmm. The fact that they just consistently are just messing with their players, and people just, like, eat it up. But I think you also have to have, like, some sort of goodwill built up in order to do that. Because if, like, as of the time of this recording, I don't know if it's going to get better, but like Fallout 76 is in a very rough shape. And like, if Bethesda was just like, we're going to do this cool April Fool's thing, people would be like, just fix the fucking game. You know, like, I don't think that's going to go over well at all.
Right.
What? What's so funny?
Yeah. Oh, I'm showing him what the hats look like. I'm on the forums and they're wearing the hats in the forums.
Yeah.
So those hats, they look like they're literally, it's a crown made out of Play-Doh.
Essentially. Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Just basic, and super.
They're literally worth billions of gold in the game, yeah. Which in real life translates to a humongous amount of money that you can, like dollars you can spend.
They are literal status symbols.
Attention everyone in the galaxy. This is Ian and Chris from Echo Station Podcast. We are stranded here on Hoth and we need your help desperately.
It's imperative that everyone listen to our message. The Empire is closing in with every intention to shut us and our message down. Make sure to follow us at Echo Station Cast on the Twitter sphere and listen to us every other Monday for all your up-to-date Star Wars news and needs.
You can't stop the signal, Mal.
Wrong smuggler! Cut!
It's crazy. What's also interesting is that I think I remember when the game Just Cause was coming out. Like, this was when a lot of open-world games were starting to get just a little bit out of hand. And so I remember watching the trailer for Just Cause, and you could like jump on, like you jump in and steal a car like you would in Grand Theft Auto, and then you're driving, and then you see him drive off of a cliff, and then you can jump out of the car, stand on the hood, and then open up your parachute and paraglide over to another car and land on it from your parachute, get in the car and steal it while it's driving on the highway, and then do the exact same thing. And I thought that was a joke. I was like, there's no way. What?
Right.
And that's absolutely what that game is.
That's what
and
that game
fantastic
is.
Fantastic and fun and great. But something so simple like that could be so rewarding and a great time.
I definitely agree. Mm-hmm. Just Cause fucking rules.
Yeah. I thought you were going to agree Just Cause.
You Just Cause.
Just Cause. But also, do you think that they could do things in very serious racing games like Gran Turismo or Forza, in which you're taking a turn, if you take it at a certain speed, your car just starts lifting off into space or something?
You hit
like
88
that.
Miles an hour and suddenly you're like racing horse buggies.
Like, yeah.
Disappears.
That would actually be rad.
Your time trial
game
like goes negative.
Hit me up. I know that's too much work.
Do they have that in Red Dead Online yet? Because I want that.
It hasn't been around for its first April Fool's yet.
You're right.
Because that came out in like...
Okay.
Is that October?
Yeah.
I wonder
what it was the end of October.
About
26th.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Specifically.
Ooh. It's calendar.
You sound like
here.
The kind of person who took off work for that.
I did. I definitely did.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yep, it was great. Yeah.
I always really liked whenever game developers like pushed out something on April Fool's and we're just like, no, this is like actually what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like Goat Simulator came out on April 1st,
yep.
Which is... totally looks like a joke video game. They're like, nah, it's real. Here you go, it's out.
Yeah.
Or like Rock Band would always put out really weird songs on April Fool's Day, but they did only for like 3 years and they quit.
I really enjoyed it too, though.
Yeah, like Still Alive from the first Portal, they just released for free for everybody on April Fool's Day.
Huh.
Yeah, and then like the year after or something, they put out like a bunch of songs from SpongeBob.
SpongeBob music.
Mm-hmm. It was really, really cool. There's just so much cool stuff you can do with that, and essentially like you can also totally treat it as like almost carefree, risk-free marketing.
Yeah
Like, hey, we're gonna do this thing, and then people are like, oh, we really like this. You're like, oh, you really like this, huh? Like, you want us to keep making this?
Hey, yeah,
like,
well, you, yeah.
We'll keep doing it.
Well, it's kind of like, I mean, it's not necessarily video games, but video game related, like ThinkGeek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do that absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they, like, the...
It's essentially part of their business plan now.
Yeah.
That's their test launch.
The Tauntaun sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Unzip it and sleep in your innards.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. Or I don't know if it's real or not, because when I was doing research on this topic, I don't know what I've seen and what's real or not anymore, right. Actually. Am I real? Can you?
Who knows?
Are any of us real?
Wait, they're just listening to us. Can they see us? Or do we exist, actually? Or are we just voices in the ether?
We are the ether.
We are the ether.
Yeah.
So I saw a picture of a face hugger snorkel.
I want to say that's real.
Like, it has an actual, like, goggles, and then it looks like a face hugger that you'd put over your mouth, and the tail is the actual snorkel itself.
No, yeah, that's real.
Okay, good.
ThinkGeek sells that. Yeah, that was one of those things for sure.
Yep.
The alien facehugger snorkel mask looks fucking terrifying to
yes,
me.
Yes, absolutely. But it's just fun, like little things like that, but people do want those things.
So I know these days some of this stuff exists for reals, like in Fallout 4, Nuka-Cola they made, or Nuka-Cola Quantum.
Mm-hmm.
They actually rolled out with that. It was a limited release. I think you had to like pre-order it. You know, you could, because they
like,
probably
the physical like actual soda bottle.
Physical, you could actually drink.
They were
it.
Yeah, they were only stocked at Target, and mm-hmm. I know that because I went to almost every Target up here to try and find one, and I couldn't, and it was a huge bummer.
Yep. But, so yeah. Like that stuff exists for real. I don't know. This was probably around the same time that Black Desert Online had said made its own whiskey. Well, Fake did it. April Fools did it. But
that would have been a power move.
Dude, I mean, but that's an example of just like okay, like somebody up the chain knows a guy. We're going to run this April Fool's joke, and mm-hmm. if people say they want it, we'll do a limited run.
Well, that's a strange thing to bring up because, for example, I do know that there is or was a Final Fantasy sake that they brought out in Japan
really?
That you could buy. I never found any, but I tried. But it was an actual thing.
I would believe that just because Final Fantasy's gotten real weird over the past few years.
Here, let's make potions that are drinkable also that I don't know what would taste like.
A
side quest sponsored by Cup Noodles. Like, you know.
Not an April Fool's joke.
No, totally. That's a real thing. Still very weird.
Yes.
So another, let's keep going down this rabbit hole of stuff that could be a trial run. So I'm going to go through some simple ones, and then I got some good ones.
Okay,
hit me up.
We're in.
So...
hold on. What's the format of this? Do we have to guess whether it is real, or if... like, what are me... So, Thomas, you are the game master.
Yes.
And Cam and I, do we have to guess?
We are merely but pawns.
Oh, man.
In your game of chance.
Chess.
I tell you what.
Either way.
Okay, great. Yeah, sure.
I actually like this, but I don't have enough in front of me right now to come up with...
Ooh.
With, So what I'm looking right now, I won't tell you what this one is because I think I'll save it.
Okay.
But it's a demake of a AAA game, right? So you've got a AAA game, beautiful graphics. This April Fool's joke is, hey, we're coming out with an 8-bit new one of these. Mm. And it looks like it would have been on Super Nintendo. And I remember once upon a time I saw a demake, just a graphic somebody made of The Last of Us if it came out on N64.
Oh, yeah. I do remember seeing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And occasionally those will just pop up. So, of course... the ones made by the internet aren't necessarily April Fool's jokes, but like this one was, I've seen a bunch of demake ones where it's like, oh, we went back to our roots, but there's always something goofy in it, mm-hmm. you know? But I like those, and that's totally a thing of like, so we couldn't do this. It's like, do you guys want this? We're just joking.
Oh, if you really want us to, like...
Yeah, but hey, really, really though, if you want
it.
Like,
and I really love that.
The survey, it's fine.
It's one get-out-of-jail-free day for a company to make a totally no-risk mm-hmm. marketing ploy. Just do something weird. You know, you got Jimmy who works in IT... oh, I actually didn't mean...
hello.
That's fine. I pulled a name out of a hat.
Have you turned it off and turned it back on yet?
I did not
Are
mean
you
to
me?
Pull like, your name out of my mental hat. I was like, I'll pick a random name. Oh, yeah, the
let's
guy
go
sitting
with,
right next to me.
Cam? Cam, yeah. That's a pretty cool name.
Mac.
Yeah,
Mac.
Mac.
Mac, they call him the Big Easy.
Big Easy Mac?
Yeah. So we got Easy Mac over here in IT, and he came up with this idea. And totally, we're never actually going to do this. But it's got a little traction on it. This is funny. Let's do it. And so you send it out there. And I feel like there are a lot of, like, I wish you could find more stories from behind the scenes where you discover, like, oh, this specific thing from this game you like, this only came from, you know, let's say it was a graphics thing, but it was come up with by somebody in the sound department, right? Stuff like that was just like, oh, this person, this is not their craft, but they came up with a good idea and they ran with it kind of thing. And I feel like that's what April Fool's Day is, mm-hmm. where they're like, hey, we got something real silly. We're just going to throw it out there and see if it sticks. We're going to throw this piece of American cheese on the face of the public and see if they like it.
So do you think that like most of these, so in that exact scenario, is it that it's crunch time and they've been working for way too many hours and they start to get to that loopy, like delirious
yes.
state
I mean,
and then
maybe.
They just start talking
yeah.
shit
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, it'd be funny, let's just put this on. The designer makes like a goofy hot dog hat for, I mean, there are already goofy cup noodle hats mm-hmm. for Final Fantasy 15. So a hot dog hat's not out of the realm of
honestly,
possibilities
yeah.
in anything with Square Enix. But.
I imagine there's a dry erase board that when people get to this point, they all start marking on. And, you know, usually I bet nothing would come from it, but that dry erase board keeps everything on it, and they put it in the back room where they keep all the extra, you know, coffee and cups and stuff. And every once in a while, they'll go in there and be like, you know what, this is pretty good. Like, so, you know, hidden in the back room, you've got just like the gold and the fool's gold of everybody's silly ideas.
But I guess, like, even, like, financially speaking, if you look at, like, the start of April is the start of the fiscal year for a lot of people. And so, like, you could be like, hey, we have been busting our asses all year. Like, let's take this, like, first, like, third of the calendar year and just, like, work on something silly. Like, that's just kind of a good morale booster. I know it, like, planning for, like, April Fool's ideas like that reminds me a lot of just, like, hackathons as, like, a concept. Because I know, like, that's how, like, really cool stuff gets made, is if you just let employees do what they want. Like,
let
that's
them
how
break we, it, for yeah, real.
Seriously. And that's, like, that's how we got Gmail. Because, like, Google was just like, hey, just work on whatever you want for a little while. And someone's like, I made email. And they're like, cool, oh, great.
Made
and
it?
That's, like, one of their biggest part of their businesses now. So
yeah, I believe that.
Well, I know that I don't have the examples either, but talking about things like that, like, they have the indie developer game-a-thons, basically.
Yeah, game
where jams. They, game jam, yeah. Just a game jam. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they just sit and, hey, over a weekend, make a game, you got 48 hours, and then on the Sunday, we'll just play them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome.
It's super cool. You get some really neat stuff that come out of just, like, just do whatever you want. And just, like, work with a team that's just like, fuck it, sure, we'll do it.
Here we go.
Like, great. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really neat. And, like, a lot of that stuff you end up seeing, like, people are super motivated to get that stuff done that weekend, but then there's like, well, we could improve this, and we're already working all right, like, together. So, what's up?
Yeah.
You want to keep going? Like,
I mean,
let's just keep going.
Yep.
Like, it's just a really neat thing.
Boy, I like the way you work. Join me.
Somebody has been playing too much Red Dead, haven't
they? Yeah.
So the last one, the big one I got for that is, one of my favorites, it was when Google announced, they're like, hey, Google Maps, we just came out with, you know, it was right on April Fool's, so it was pretty clear that it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, hey, now we've added Pokemon, but some Pokemon,
right, yeah.
You know, you go out into the world on Google Maps, and depending on where you go, like, go to the forest to find forest Pokemon, go to the mountaintops to find rock Pokemon, and all this stuff. And so it showed people in crazy places with their phones out, you know, a guy surfing with his phone out,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, their Magikarp and stuff. And I remember thinking before, this was long before Pokemon Go was announced. And I saw that and I was like, this seems like a real thing. Like, Nintendo and Google, they're both huge. Seems like they should do this. And didn't hear anything else about it for like a year and a half, maybe even longer than that. And finally they're like, yes, we did this thing.
Hey, you know the thing that you really liked? We just did Ingress, but with that.
Right. So they already had the foundation, and that was them totally testing the waters. They're just like, hey, so maybe we've already got R&D, you know, working on this, but we're not ready to announce anything.
You know, I'm wondering if they reached out to the makers of Ingress, or if it was the other way around. If Ingress was like, hey, guys, you know, this is...
I want to say could just do this. They're an in-house Google studio.
They are. So that's Niantic.
Because they use...
They are. I didn't know that Niantic was
Because they use their, like, Maps data.
Nice.
For those games.
Gotcha.
And it's also... Those games help develop that. Like, all the portals and, like, Pokestops that you would see in Ingress and Pokemon Go are stuff that are... big landmarks or high traffic areas in like Google Maps and like through that infrastructure.
So during that time frame, Google was like, hey, yeah, do whatever you want. This guy's like, oh yeah, I made some email. And then some other guy's like, oh yeah, I just
y'all like Pokemon.
Pokemon's fun. So
yeah. So yeah.
Both worked out kind of great for him, honestly.
Right. Yeah. And you know, that's an example of somebody, like, when you give somebody the keys to the house, right? Mm-hmm. You know, just let them.
And people that typically aren't in charge usually.
Right. Because if they don't have to wait for somebody to tell them yes or no, they can just really go off the rails with stuff in a way that doesn't, you know, require a long process with approval and all this stuff that you'd normally have to go to if you're looking to spend money. If you've got people that you're willing to give resources to just say, hey, you know, this is a game jam. Go at it. Do whatever you want to do. We're going to give you the resource you need. We're going to give you a little bit of time. We're going to give you people who are committed and all this stuff. I just really like that idea where you're just taking the serious edge off of it for a little bit and seeing what comes out. And, you know, as like, I feel like that's what April Fool's has turned into as the internet age becomes more concrete. You know, people know how to navigate the internet. The people that these April Fool's jokes are directed towards definitely know how to use the internet. you know, you're not sending the Dark Souls 3 VHS joke. Definitely wasn't made for 60-year-olds. So, you know, it's not like you have to explain, no, this is a joke. We're not selling this VHS.
Right. They couldn't work the VCR anyways.
That being
said,
I would buy it. Yeah. I would buy it in a heartbeat.
It's very cool.
I would too.
Honestly, it seems like that's something they should release. Like, have...
And us talking about that is proof that that works.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
It sticks with you. And, I mean, honestly, even that VHS concept, taking something... Like if you put the grainy VHS overlay over it, I don't know if that's the right word, you could turn a whole lot of games that maybe don't have the best graphics into a masterpiece. Like if you took something that has a great style but not one, you know, it's not 4K ready or anything, you put that grainy film over it, and you could. It's the same with the D-makes. It's just like, hey. Right. This is a novelty, but if you like the novelty enough, we've definitely got the people to make a real thing. Like, we've got people who know how to design games. We know people who will play and stream these games and give us material. You know, let's see if you like this. Mm-hmm. Because basically when you're doing something like that, it says, hey, you know what you like about our games? Like, Just Cause. Let's say you like our games because it's open world and it looks great. Like, when you're ziplining up in the sky, you can look around. Man, look at that weather. Like, those clouds, there's a storm over there. These mountaintops look wonderful. One of the things you go to that game for is how good it looks. But what if you just took that out? That's, you know, April Fool's is an opportunity to be like, all right, what if we did, an N64 version of this somehow?
Let's go back to HD era, just brown and gray everything.
Yep.
Let's not. That was terrible.
Yeah, like the
so
early
much.
Modern Warfare games.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Look at that brown.
Let's not do that.
But it's an opportunity to look at what you're good at and say, hey, what if we took that out? Would you still like this? You would. Oh, you would.
Oh, you would. Okay.
Or like something simple, like, we'll go back to Red Dead. If April 1, Red Dead Online had a sepia filter on it, like the... Like if you're looking at an old-timey photo, like brown and
dark.
That would
be really cool, actually.
Everybody would just be playing in that.
Oh, totally.
Man. It'd be really awesome.
Dude, if you did that, but you added, like, a perk or some sort, like, you got 5% bonus to your whatever, your level. I assume there's a level in there. You know, if you got a little bonus, so you actually got people to be like, okay, I'm going to try to play this multiplayer with no color, which is hard. But it'd be like, you know, have at it. We made this cool thing. We think we can make it work. I watched the first, not the first, I watched the movie Logan, right? The Wolverine movie, which is fantastic. Definitely my favorite, like, X-Men related movie.
It's very good.
I watched it in black and white.
They did do that, didn't they?
Yeah, so the funny thing is, I don't know if that was an official thing.
I think so. I think that was like an official release.
Versions, yeah.
Okay, because I maybe watched it in a place that has stuff that is not real. so I didn't really know. Yeah, I didn't know the deal on that. But I watched that in black and white, and that was super cool. And it really was. It straddled this fine line of like, was this a fan made thing? Is this real? So it really was this questioning of like, okay, I love what I'm seeing, but is this an official thing? Like, because I'd like to see more of it. And it turned out, yeah, it was. So I mean, really, that's not how I ended or wanted to lead that into April Fool's. But really, I had no idea if that was real.
So you mentioned like that Red Dead idea.
Yeah.
And that just kind of made me just like start thinking about just like, okay, what are some cool things that like, because a lot of games now are live services.
Mm-hmm.
How could you mess with your player base? Like, I think that would be a lot of fun because like when it comes to like pranks and April Fools, I'm always of the like mindset of confuse, don't harm. Like the moment you like impact someone's well-being, then don't do that. But I mean, these are video games. Like, they're obviously not the most important thing in the world. Spoilers.
What?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, I always go back to, I think, Alex Navarro on Giant Bomb was talking about whenever Ghost Recon Wildlands had the Predator stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they went about it the wrong way. And I'm like, huh, interesting. And he's like, they did the wrong thing by announcing it in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, they should have just had people just playing Wildlands, and then just the Predator kills one of them.
Yeah.
But just out of nowhere. Like, it's like a stealth release or like a hotfix or something. Mm-hmm. So, like, that just kind of spreads and it feels like the Predator. I really like the idea of just... Because I know Fortnite does like a lot of in-world changes, like as patches or like world changes drop, they happen during matches. I think that stuff is really cool. Like, I think that is a really cool creative space to kind of explore fun ways to like bring that engagement in. And like, I'm like, well, maybe you're just playing a game of Apex and like just a bunch of Titans start dropping and then like they just start messing up every single person, or those like dinosaur things just start walking and just ripping people
apart.
That'd
be pretty cool if those dinosaurs just walked across the level, just walked. They didn't even attack anybody.
Even that, that'd be really cool.
You're just like, oh, they're huge.
Like, that'd be super.
They're coming right
for us. And like just no warning. Like, I think that stuff only works if you don't tell people about it in advance.
And I also think it's really fun to put those types of situations in the games that are very structured.
Mm.
I mean, I know that both of those types of games, I mean, you go in and it's multiplayer and it's you know, a team versus a team, and you have certain areas that you want to be strategic on, like entering in buildings or something. And you know, Apex has like the choke points and things. But a game, I know it's not an April Fool's joke, but it could have been, but Chivalry, like the old medieval... almost like a Mountain Blade style combat where it's very directionally
first person
parry
sword,
heavy
kind of
sword
stuff.
They had, it was just like a patch or like a little addition you could just throw in, like a mod for that game, which it raised the lowered the gravity for all the players.
Hell
so
yeah.
you all like ran in and everybody ended up just jumping at the same time. So then you're flying like many feet in the air. But the thing about the game is if you start to fall, because it's supposed to be realistic, you fall 5 feet, your character starts to do the screaming voice acting.
Oh, no.
So literally, you jump up and you start just swinging your sword wildly, and everybody's screaming. And it's very realistic. So you have different... you're hearing the screaming from up close. You're hearing the screaming from really far away in the distance. So, and then just when somebody would fly past you screaming as well, it's definitely worth a watch on YouTube. So
that's funny.
I'm going to check that out the moment we finish recording
wonderful.
This. That sounds really stupid. I'm very into that.
It's really great. But I love those types of things that just take that structure out of it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably didn't do it in like a ranked play. They would just be like casual matches or something.
Right.
Then, yeah, like you said, it's not going to harm anybody. It's not going to make the people angry that do care about their scores or rankings. Mm-hmm. But it's just a little odd thing to throw in.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's
keep it interesting.
Super fun. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Hearthstone does its Tavern Brawl every week. And that's not the only game that does stuff like that with a rotating playlist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've had April Fool's ones that I liked that I don't remember. But I know that they do a lot around, like, Christmas. They'll have a Tavern Brawl where every turn a present is dropped on your side of the field, and if the enemy breaks it, they get something cool. And, you know, you have that option too.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that one.
Yeah,
that was
super
really
fun.
Neat.
And so they just have a lot of different holiday-related ones. They're really clever about how it works. Even World of Warcraft had a lot of really good holiday events. They had an April Fool's one, but I don't remember what it was. I'm sure if I look it up, I'm going to have some laughs. But with the Tavern Brawl, that's an opportunity just like this to test the waters. Like, sometimes there's a really good Tavern Brawl and I'm like, man, I wish I could play this all the time.
Yeah.
I wish I could like save this for a month. Like the one that's probably going to end tomorrow, I think. I wish they kept it for a long time because it's at least one of my top three, top five that I've ever played. I wonder what they do with the information they get from those Tavern Brawls, because I wonder how much of it is just like, all right, we're just going to throw this out there and not think much of it. Or if another one is like, all right, we're deep into our R&D phase, we're like before our next expansion or something, we're going to throw out a few of these Tavern Brawls and see what people's feedback is, because we're trying to come up with a few extra fun cards.
I think that's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Has to be.
Yeah.
Totally.
Free, mm-hmm. free market testing.
Yeah.
That's totally what it ends up being with that kind of stuff.
Hey friends, this is Cam, one of the hosts of the Gamer Heroes podcast. We really hope you're enjoying the show you're listening to right now, and if you are, please consider becoming a patron of the Heroes Podcast Network at patreon.com/heroespodcasts. Your support would genuinely mean the world to us and would allow us to cover hosting costs for the website, get new equipment and software, and even make it out to different conventions and events to meet you, our loyal listeners. All Patreon tiers will get you access to the Patron Lounge and Slack, which will allow you to chat and interact with your favorite HPN hosts. On behalf of everyone here at HPN, thank you all so much for your continued support. We really couldn't do any of this without you.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain trying to think of any more, honestly. If you guys have some more. You had those ones pulled up from earlier that we totally got sidetracked on.
Let me just show you what I got. So I'll try to keep these organized. So the Hearthstone MMO one's funny that we talked about before because it's obviously in World of Warcraft. They're like, oh, the MMO. And it just shows like the dumbest crap, like the cards. It's like, oh, here's this dragon and here's this orc with a charge ability. And so it shows in the video, it's like, here's this orc charging at this dragon. Like, why would you ever do it? Or the Banshee Queen, Sylvanas, like killing tiny murlocs. It's just like, oh, this would never happen. And just like a funny, you know, thing. But yeah, that was a funny video. And then World of Warcraft also had Tinder, T-I-N-D-R, which I'm sure stands for something funny. Basically, it was, so for April Fools, they were like, oh, we have Tinder for World of Warcraft. So if you're looking for a player two, or, you know, if you're looking for a raid buddy, check it out. You'll find it in the battle.net, you know, client. And it's just like, this could be a real thing. Please don't though. in game, they had one that was Flight, F-L-Y-T, and it's a joke on Lyft and Uber.
Oh, that's
where you're out in the middle of nowhere and you call a griffin.
It's a griffin, helpful. just like driven by another player. Just another player's mount.
That would have been really good. That would have been great because they did have mounts with side seats on them.
Which is fantastic.
That would have been perfect. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
If you actually made a thing.
And then you really get like 3 gold.
Right.
Or something like that.
And they don't tip and you're like, I'm reporting that person to the bureau.
I'm never taking that griffin again.
I'm uninstalling this fucking game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. So this one is in NVIDIA. This was a few years ago. They came out with a fake AI that will take over your game if you walk away. You're like, oh, the example they use is like, there's pizza guy at the door, but you can't leave your Rainbow Siege match, and you also can't have the pizza guy yell at you again. So you
like how they say again.
Right. And so the AI takes over and, you know, just does all this stuff. But then what I think is funny, this article points out, so it says like, hey, it's time for another energy drink. Like, you need to refuel. So it reminds you to eat and drink. But that's extra funny as this article on GameSpot points out that's just like Nintendo, how they for real have like, oh, you just saved. You might want to go outside. You've been playing for a while. It's like, don't tell me I've been playing for a while.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, get out of here. So that's funny. I hadn't thought of it that way, that really is a play on an actual thing Nintendo does.
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember, please, after every 10-minute session, go outside.
Yeah.
Breathe air.
Oh, breathe again. Don't forget.
Oh.
Let's see. This one is...
Thank you, Nintendo.
This is an old article, so it wasn't updated, but I'm pretty sure I remember this, that this was a teaser for Watch Dogs. How many Watch Dogs games are there?
Two.
Okay, then this was fake. But this is where there's that real gray area. So on the Uplay app on your computer.
Who downloaded that?
Who knows?
Somebody did.
I think I downloaded that to play Far Cry 3 when I played on computer for like a minute after college. So they probably got 5 people who've downloaded it.
Yeah, at least you.
At least me.
Hey, I mean, that's growth in some direction. At least, you know.
And so it's this admin console that you can poke around in and break a little bit that people thought was going to be a teaser for Watch Dogs 3. But if Watch Dogs 3 is not out, then it sounds like that was not a teaser. which is confusing, but that would have been a great opportunity. You know, maybe that was testing the waters for Watch Dogs 3. And then they realized, like, elsewhere, they were like, oh, we cannot make this a reality.
Kind of a side thing, but I think... just Watch Dogs as a whole, they could do some really cool stuff with. Because I know there was, like, that side quest in Watch Dogs 2 where you, like, go into the Ubisoft offices hack their servers, and it pulls up a game trailer for something they haven't, like, announced yet. And
didn't they do that in one of the Assassin's Creed games, too? Or am I only thinking of Watch Dogs?
I think it's just in Watch Dogs. Because okay. I remember hearing about them. I'm like, that's fucking wild.
It's a great idea.
It is such a cool idea. And that's like so weirdly self-aware. And like totally seems like an April Fool's joke. And
right.
Like, if you would have told me this is like viral marketing for Watch Dogs 3, I would absolutely believe you.
Right. So I really do think this was them testing the water. But then they found out like, we didn't get the funding we needed because the second one didn't sell as well as we wanted or something. I do remember, so this is kind of, you know, half related. So we haven't talked about this on Gamer Heroes, our adjacent podcast, but Stadia was just announced by Google, right? And part of their deal is this is the next step for streaming because since the games exist on our servers, the game states, so like if we're watching Overwatch right now today, we can only see what the casters are wherever they're moving the camera. But in Stadia, the idea is that every person at home would have control of their own camera to move anywhere they wanted or to go to a player's perspective or whatever.
You can just like watch any other player's instance of that.
Yeah, because the game state, the game instance is running on their servers and you can just pop in as a spectator in real time, so to speak.
Essentially just by watching it in like a YouTube video. Like you'd just be streaming any other video.
Yeah. Which is cool. A wild thing, which we'll talk about in depth later. But I remember when Watch Dogs, it might have even been one, but when one of the Watch Dogs games came out and they had the idea where like, oh, your friend can hop in and help or hurt you. They can hop in on like the third party app. And I love that idea. You know, I really love second screen stuff in all of its functions. And I love that idea of just like, oh shit, I see Cam's playing Watch Dogs. I'm about to crash his party. And you hop
to turn off his car.
Right. And you hop in and it doesn't alert your friend. So they don't know you're there. So you're messing with the game without them having a heads up. So like the Predator thing. Yeah, don't tell him I showed up in his game. Like I just want him to wonder why all the streetlights turned out and he crashed his car or something. Mm-hmm. You know, likewise with Stadia. They, since all the games are on their server side, even if they had a fix, even if it was a hot fix, a small one, or a full patch, they could do all that stuff without telling us they did it necessarily. So they could seamlessly.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to issue any sort of patch because you're just connecting to that instance.
Right.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, so they could just drop goofy stuff into their game, no warning, and see how it goes. So that could honestly be
completely on board.
Yeah, that could be a fun future for April Fools. So, man, Google is keeping April Fools alive.
Yeah. Bring us them sick jokes.
Sick jokes.
Sick.
So what,
the one guy that's supposed to put the game on the server forgets. He just doesn't buy the game.
Yeah.
I can see them issuing a joke press release about, oh, we just forgot to go to GameStop and buy it, so you can't play it.
They ran out of pre-orders. Right. So Stadia couldn't put it on there.
So we've got the last one that has a bunch of a whole bunch of people have made these jokes is
GameStop. What an April Fool's joke.
Is a digital game making a joke about going physical. So this one of these is PlayStation announcing that it's coming up with a board game. So you can see this here. Lots of dice, 4-player local co-op, non-online multiplayer. draw your own trophies, make them up as you go. But this is goofy stuff where, I mean, in this, you've got pictures of controllers and stuff.
Oh,
and
the actual game pieces are the buttons. See
that. Yeah.
Like the circle, the cross, the square, and triangle.
So that's a goofy thing. I wonder if there are cards like that error I get that I used to get on Apex all the time, which is just like, hey, factory reset your console, please. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do
this. You just draw a card and someone just wipes the table. Just immediately,
so,
just no.
Another one we watched is Rock Band, the board game.
Oh, and I don't know about this
You
one.
Should watch it. Just Google it.
It's super YouTube.
I'm surprised I don't know
it's
about
it. It's very
this
funny,
one.
And I think you'll really like the specific sense of humor they have in that. And at one point, the joke, you know, I'm spoiling it for you, but okay. The joke is overdrive, right? So like your star power.
Yeah.
You flip the table. You flip the table, all the pieces
fuck
go everywhere.
Yes.
And
hell yeah.
Everybody else at the table is pissed.
Oh, I'm so into that.
It looks like they filmed it in an afternoon. It's great.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd have to.
Yeah.
What I liked about that too is they recognize, they're like, are you tired of cumbersome peripherals? And it's like, okay, they do recognize that really
is. They know.
a real issue with their model.
That is absolutely why those games don't sell.
Right, like, and in the video, they're, like, destroying the peripherals. Like, they're tearing apart the guitars and the drum set. And it's like, you know they could do this because they had so many of them sitting around in the back of the warehouse.
Fun fact, those are hard to buy now. Yep. So,
but they did that. That one was great. Obviously, the Dark Souls VHS one is good. What's the other one? This is in Warcraft. In World of Warcraft, you can dance and do all this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I just used to dance all the time.
Like,
this
is the emote?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is basically a DDR.
Oh, that's just a real ass DDR cabinet.
Yeah. Where all you're doing is the WoW dances.
Fuck yeah.
Horde versus Alliance.
Oh, that's good.
And so that was funny. That was actually only announced in Korea. So, like, it can only be translated over. Like, if you visit the actual website, the April Fool's website, it's all in Korean, so can't read it. But it's funny. It's like, all right, they knew their market.
That's really good.
So, yeah, and there's some more of those. When I find them on here, I'll say something. Yeah. But I just like that stuff. There's so many different ways that companies go with their jokes. Like, they can, you know, really fool you and just, ha-ha. You know, they can pull a Google and just be like, yeah, we're going to test the water here. If you like this, we're doing it. And then you've got all these other things. It's like, obviously, the PlayStation board game would never, ever exist. There's nobody's asking for that.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'd buy it.
Oh.
I would probably buy it. Oh. But, you know.
Well.
Anyway.
Get out
In closing.
Yeah, we're...
I have an announcement.
Yeah? What's up?
I'm actually going to ask you guys if you want to join me in a podcast. I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about making a podcast where we strictly talk about macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
Only.
Great.
So, I mean, any perspective on macaroni and cheese,
okay.
Preferences on level of cheese or, like, softness or hardness of the noodle.
All right, can we get into, like, techniques? Is our question.
It's Unbound.
Okay. So like, just the theme song can just be, like, that sound that mac and cheese makes if you, like, put the spoon in the pan and just, like, mix it up real quick.
Or you could do it really slowly.
Ooh,
if you wanted to.
Yeah.
That could be the intro bit.
Like, rhythmically?
Yeah.
That could be the intro song. Great. Perfect.
Yeah. Would you guys want to do that?
I think we should just turn this show into that.
Mac and cheese rhythm game.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Kraft comes out with that this year, then it's going to be real. I'm calling it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That's not a joke. If we see that, that's happening. I'm putting all my stock in Kraft.
Let's be real here, like.
So, I mean, expect this crowd April 1st.
Yeah. That sounds great to me. Honestly, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Fuck video games. Let's just talk about it on this show for the rest of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
You guys just want to fuck around with that? Like,
it's not challenge mode anymore. I mean, we don't have to call it that.
Yeah. Like, who fucking cares? Mm-hmm. Video games are stupid.
Cheese mode?
Yeah.
It's about cheese in the box?
Follow me here.
Follow me here.
Okay.
Theory crafting with a K.
Ooh, yeah. K-R-A-F-T.
Feel me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We'd probably get sued for that.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Yeah, we're using it anyway.
Probably not going to do.
Yeah, it's not about making the right move. It's about sending a message. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, bye.